Okay, so we are by the two dots on Dafid Chesam and Aleph by Avakar Nesay Lelozis Belaz, right? Where it gets really wide, maybe, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down. 7, 8 lines down. So the Mishnah was talking about what language you're allowed to read the Megillah in. So the Mishnah said, B'chol lashon lo yatzah. If you read it in any lashon, you're not yatzah. But it says, well, you're allowed to read l'loyazois belaz. For the loyazois in laz. That's what the Mishnah said. So Rashi said that, on the Mishnah, Rashi said, loyazois means anything that's not lashon HaKadosh, which, you know, which seemed to be, there's a little steer. It says, B'chol lashon lo yatzah. But l'loyazois belaz, it sounds like you could read it in other types of languages. So Frekta Gemara, that's the Gemara's kasha, V'amar kar b'chol lashon lo yatzah. But the Mishnah said, if you read it in any lashon, you're not yaitzah. So Rav Shmuel Damit Shavaya Belaz Yevani. So Rav Shmuel says, oh, there's a special type of, you know, different type of language, which is Greek. So Greek, you can learn it. It's a special language, Greek. So you have a lashon HaKadosh or Greek, you can be yaitzah. So Hechidami. So in fact, the Gemara Hechidami, what's the case? Ilei Midechsi Vashuris, if it's written in lashon HaKadosh, Vikarli Yevanos, and they read it, he reads it as Greek, like he, you know, translates it into Greek, and just reads in Greek. That's called reading in Alpe. And the Mishnah said a special thing: if you read it Alpe, you're not Yoitzis. You don't need a new statement in the Mishnah to tell you that. So Amar Vacham Rav Elazar Sheksuva Belaz Yevanos. Now we're talking about where it's written in Laz Yevanos, and therefore that's Rav Shmuel. It's not Alpe. They're just saying that there's a special thing to Greek that you can learn the Megillah in Greek. Now they're just going on a little tangent. How do you know that Hashem called Yaakov a Hashem, a God? Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Vayikra loy kel elokei Yisrael." This is a pasuk. Where is this pasuk? Pasuk by Bereishis, which seems that Yaakov says, "Vayatzev shem mizbeach." That he was talking about Yaakov. Yaakov put a mizbeach there. Vayikra loy kel elokei Yisrael. So, Pashut, the way that you learn it is that Yaakov called the mizbeach kel. But here the Gemara is going to show that no, really it's Hashem calling Yaakov kel. The Yitzhak of Daitach lemizbeach kel Yaakov kel. Because if you're going to say like Pashtus, what you think that Yaakov called the mizbeach kel, Vayikra loy Yaakov mibayle. It should have said Vayikra loy Yaakov. It doesn't say Vayikra loy Yaakov. Ela vayikra loy, what does it say? Vayikra loy kel. So what does it mean? Vayikra loy li Yaakov kel. That he called him, meaning who do you call, who is him referring to? Yaakov. Kel. That Hashem called Yaakov kel. Umikarei, who's the one that called Yaakov kel? Kel Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shlomo. Okay, so that's just another memra from Rabbi Acham Rabbi Elazar, that once we mention something from him, once we mention something else from him. Meisavei. So now we have a stira on Rav, we have a kashan Rav and Shmuel. Kara giftus ivris, ilmus midoyas yevanis lo yatzah. You read it in all these type of languages, you're not yatzah. So you see that yevanis is one of them. So how can Rav and Shmuel tell me that yevanis is anything special? You see from here that you're not yatzah. So where is it? No, halay dam yel laha. No, this is what it's... This is what we mean to say. Giftis le giftin, ivris le ivrim, illness le ilmin, yivan yivanim yatzah. The mean to say is that if you read each person the language that he understands, then you're going to be yatzah. So this is what the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to read in other languages. That's talking about languages that other people do not understand.
But be written in that language.
What? Would have to be, right, of course, it has to be written in that language. Like if you're reading, let's say you take out the Art School of McGill and you read it in English, for the people understand English, so then you'd be yatzah. That's what we mean to say. So Yahachi, Rabbi Shmuel, my Mukila Masisim Belaz Yevanis. Like Vabakala. So if that's the case, why is Rabbi Shmuel saying, oh, it's a special thing, you know, Laz Yevanis? What do you mean Laz Yevanis? Any type of language, as long as the people understand it, you would be Yaitza. So no, Elamas Nisan Kibraisa. Vichy Itma the Rabbi Shmuel, but Alma Itma. No, Rabbi Shmuel are saying get a general klal that anything in Yevanis, you're allowed to anyone who can be yaitza with Greek. So Rabbi Shmuel Damit Shavayu Laz Yevani will call kosher because they hold that anybody's allowed to hear Laz Yevani. I v'haktani Yevanis Yevanim. So the Brisa said Yevanis Yevanim, which is mashma only to the Yevanim, not to anybody else. This is in. I'm sorry, Vaktani Ivanis, the Ivanim in, the Kuliyam Alay. So he says, no, they don't hold like that, Bryce. In with the Amir Krib Shem Gamliel, they hold like Krib Shem Gamliel, did not Krib Shem Gamliel Aymer. Av Svarim, Lahiatir Shechtav Al Ivanis, Krib Shem Gamliel also, he's the Tana that holds, he doesn't have to hold like every other Tana. They hold like Krib Shem Gamliel, who holds that there's something special about Greek. So that's the same too. Rabbi Shmuel also hold that there's something special about Greek. So the Gemara says, Valimra Halacha Krib Shem Gamliel. So then why don't you just say that? Why does Rabbi Shmuel have to say that it's something about Laz Yavani? That if you read in Laz Yavani, then you'd be just say that. Who knows? There's something special about Laz Yavani. We'll know that. So the Gemara says, no. If you say, and by the way, this thing that Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel says that you can do things in Greek, that's not just talking about the Megillah. He holds it all over. Anything. Anything that's to do with the Svarim or Tyre, anything that's in Greek would be it. Even if you understand it. That's Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel's own. For some reason, he holds something special about Greek. It's a good child. I don't know why. But so just say that Allah has a Krib Shem Gamliel, then I'll know that Megillah and everything else, any Megillah you want, you know, anything out there. So it says, yeah, I'm Allah Krib Shem Gamliel. If you would just say Allah has a Krib Shem Gamliel, have me now think, Hani Milu Shar Sfarim, that's only other Sfarim. Of Megillah, the Ksiv Be Kichsavam, but Megillah, since there's a special pasuk that says Kichsavam, which you would think to see that it means only Lashon HaKodesh, Eim Aloy. I would think that you cannot read it in Greek, even if you're like Rav Shem Gamliel. Maybe there's a special pasuk that tells you that it cannot be written. Kamash Malon, then not. You can even read it in Greek. That's why Rav Shmuel have to specifically say that you can read it in Greek, and it would be kosher. Okay, so coming out, Rav Shmuel holds that you're allowed to read the Megillah in the Greek. And now we said, Lamaisa, somebody that hears Ashuris would be Yaitzef. If you speak a different language, and if you hear it in Lashon HaKodesh, and you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, you're going to be Yaitzef. In fact, the Gemara of Halayah, the Maikamri, what do you mean? The guy doesn't know what you're talking about. Right? He's listening to Megillah, he doesn't know what you're talking about. So the Gemara's answer is, no, Mita the Havan Nashim Amayarats, you know? In those days, women were a lot less educated than we are. So they said, what do you mean? Women come to listen to Megillah, they have no idea what's going on. And we know that women are mechuyav to hear the Megillah, right? Afin hayu based on these. And also, Ami Aretz, right? So you guys about tshuva, whatever. You know, Am Aretz. There's no idea what, you're just starting to learn. So those type of people, they're still going to be yaitz. You're going to say they're not yaitz just because they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. So to us. Ask for Ravino, Atu Anana, Chashtrana, B'nei Meramachim, Yedirin. And Ravina also says, it's really not, Maskif normally is Akasha, but it's not really Akasha, it's really also saying the same type of answer. That what do you mean? Do we know what Ha'achashtrana b'nei Ramachim is? Right, we have in the Megillah, it says Achashtrana b'nei Ramachim. Well, we don't know, we have no idea what that means. So just like us, the Talmid HaChacham, who don't even know what Achashtrana b'nei Ramachim is, so too, other people who don't understand the Megillah, it's also B'yaitza. Why? Elamitzis Kriya Persuminisa. There's a mitzvah to read it. And there's a mitzvah for Sumanisa, so we're all in shul, we're all listening, and somebody's reading it, so that's all you need. You don't have to understand every word. So Hachanami, Mrs. Kriya, Sumanisa, so too, you have the Kriya and Sumanisa, even if the person doesn't understand. Kar Sirugin Yotza, so we said if somebody reads it, Sirugin Yotza, which we said is if you start and stop, take a little break, then you start and stop again, you start and stop again, start and stop again, then you're going to be Yotza. Loi Havi Yodir Abad Amai Sirugin. The Rabbanah did not know what Sirugin means. What does Sirugin mean? Funny lashon. So what did they do? Shamhu la amsed debe Rebbe. They heard the maidservant of Rebbe, the ka'amaluhu Rabbanan, the havi ailu paski paski debe Rebbe. The maidservant of Rebbe saw that the Rabbanan were coming in, you know, a little bit at a time. One, it stopped, coming in, then another. So then she said, Amasai atin nechnasim sirugin sirugin. And she said, when are you going to be coming in? Sirugin sirugin. So they understood that you know, that something, learning from the maidservant of Rebbe, what a word in the Gemara and Mishnah means. He says that this maidservant said, when are you coming in? Sirugin sirugin, which they understood to mean, you know, a little bit at a time. Now, we're going to go on to some other words that the Rabbanah did not know and that they learned out from the maidservant of Rebbe. Lehavi adi Rabbanah mai chalugluglis. They didn't know what chalugluglis is, which is some sort of vegetable. Shamul amsa the Rebbe, so they heard the maidservant of Rebbe, the Amalei, the Ahu Gavra, they said to this person to have a kamavadir parpechini. He was spreading out this vegetable called parpechini. So, and what did she say? She said, I guess it was bothering her. So she's like, when are you going to stop spreading out this vegetable already? Stop it already. So then, again, they learned out from amsa the Rebbe what this word means. Now, in other words, they didn't know what this word of silsala was. Silsal of Sarmecha, we'll praise you with a silsal. Shamuel Amsa the Rebbe, the Havas Amalahu Gavad, the Havam Havak Mamazi, that he saw some guy playing with his hair. So Amalei, she said to him, An Masay Atam Salsa Vashachas. Apparently, she would get a lot of very easily agitated. So she said, when are you going to stop playing with your hair already? Loi Havi Abana, my Hashlech Alashem Yehovcha. They didn't understand what Hashlech Alashem Yehovcha is. What's you know, throw on to Hashem your Yehovcha. What does Yehovcha mean? Amar Rav Bar Chana Zim Lechad, one time have a Izilna Bahadi Ahu Taya. I was going on the road with this Arab, because the Rina Tura, I was carrying a package. Vamali, the Arab said to me, Shekel Yehovich, take your Yehovich, Vashadi Agamali, and throw it onto my camel. So I understood that Yehovich means like a package, your load. They didn't understand what this v'tatasi b'matata is. Shamuel amsa de Rebbe. They heard again the maizim and Rebbe. The havas amar lechaverta. She said to her friend, Shikuli tatisa v'tati lebeisa. Go take a broom and start sweeping the house. So they understood that that's what it means. It means a broom. Tanarabon karos sirugin yotze. So he said, if you read it sirugin, you said that you're yotze. You take a little breaks, you know, in between. Seirusin lo yotze. But if you read Seirusin, which Rashi says is backwards, which really we had in the mission already, you're not going to be yotze. Rav Muna Amar Mishum Rav Yehuda Af b'Seirugin. Even if you do it in Seirugin, Jim Shalkadei Ligmar Skula Chayzel Reish. If you take too much of a break, right? Take too much of a kiddush break in between, then and you wait enough time to finish the entire Megillah, then you have to start over again. So Amar Rav Yosef Halachah Rav Muna. Rav Yosef says Halachah like Rav Muna, so you can't make. You have to make sure that you don't wait that long. Now let's talk about, for sure not to talk and be Messiah class and do other things, but you know, let's say you just stop. Yeah, exactly. So I mean, let's say you're just having it. Yes, you're not. Well, yeah. So that's not, because that's part of the Megillah. But I guess, you know, let's say you just take a break and start. We're going to start thinking about the Megillah now.
No, I've seen somewhere like in some more Alfuva show that they do like a little play or a little skit by like by MDC Frock and stuff. I've heard about it.
That's great. Okay. So anyway, so you can't take too much of a break here. So if it's a long enough break, that's going to finish the entire Megillah. So Amar Rav Yosef Halacha Kremuna. Are we talking about that you have to, if you waited long enough from where you are till you finish the Megillah? What he means is that if you wait as long as it would take from the beginning of the Megillah to the end of the Megillah, which is a whole difference. Let's say you're in the ninth parak, so that can be a matter of, you know, 5 minutes. But if you're talking about if it has to be from the beginning until the end, that could be 30 minutes, 25 minutes, depending on how fast the Balkaya goes. Amalai, he said, no, it means Meresha Lasefa. Dimkain, because if I don't tell you that it means the entire time, Nasatat Varecha Lishurim, right? It's going to depend. Every time it's going to be a different shear, and the Rabbanan always like giving one shear that will always be the shear. So when we say that you cannot wait long enough to finish the entire Megillah, it means from beginning to the end, which is, you know, again, 20 minutes. So you have plenty of time to you know, to stop and take a little break. Again, we have another right that halacha is like Rabbimuna. Ushmul Amr ain't halacha Rabbimuna. Where Shmuel says halacha is not like Vesuru Masnul Hachi. And Suru they learned like we just said, but from the Disa Masnul Hachi. And from the Disa they're going to learn like we're saying now. Amr of Kahana. Amr Rav Halacha Rabbimuna. Halacha is like Rabbimuna. This is what Kahana is saying. Kahana is saying Amr Rav Halacha Rabbimuna. Ushmul Amr ain't halacha Rabbimuna. Again, Shmuel says halacha is not like Rabbimuna. Rav Bibi Masni Ifcha. Rav Bibi learned just the opposite. Rav Amr ain't halacha Rabbimuna. He switches it. He said Rav holds ain't halacha is not like Rabbimuna. Ushmul Amr halacha Rabbimuna. And Shmuel holds halacha is like Rabbimuna. Amr Rav Yosef. So who's right? Is Rav Bibi right? Or is it Rav Kahana right? So Amr Rav Yosef Nakut Rav Bibi Biyadach. Rav Bibi is the one that's right. That Shmuel holds that Halacha is like Rav Muna. Why? The Shmuel who the Chayish Lechida. Shmuel is always Choshish for the Das Yachid. That's not. How do we know that Shmuel is always Choshish for the Das Yachid? Because the mission is like, there's a mission like this in Yavam. Shemeres Yavam Shekidish Achves Achaisi. Let's say you have a Shemeres Yavam, right? So you have a lady's married to somebody, and that guy dies, and they die childless. So now what she is, she's the state of Yavam Shemeres Yavam, because this guy's got brothers. And the brothers have to, you know, either do Yibum or Chalitza, right? So she's called the Shemeres Yavim. She's in this state called Shemeres Yavim. So let's say during that time, there's a bunch of brothers. And one of the brothers wanted to go ahead and marry this lady's sister. So what does he do? He goes ahead and he's Mekadesh the sister. So Shekidesh Achves Achayse. So one of the brothers goes and is Mekadesh the sister. So Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Amru, Aymrim Lai Hamtem Ad Sheyaseh Achicha HaGadol Maisa. So we tell him, don't be Mekadesh, this lady's sister, the Shemeres Yavim's sister, until your older brother does either Yibum Chalitza, because first the oldest brother has Kedim. So when somebody, you know, so someone's in a state of Shemeres Yavim, so the oldest brother gets to decide, and then, you know, you go down the line. So they tell him, wait till your older brother decides what to do, if he does Yibum or he does Chalitza. Amr Shmuel, what does Shmuel say? Halacha kabbidu mitzir, the halacha kabbidu mitzir. So you see, even though the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir is a das yachid, Shmuel is going to pass him like the das yachid. Okay, new thing. Perfect. Tana Rabbana. Hishmit b'seifer oisyas aipsukim v'kar na kairak maturgam v'tagam. Let's say the seifer didn't write some letters or a pasuk. So the kairak, the right? So the b'kairak gets up there, he's laning the Megillah in the middle, and all of a sudden he sees that a few words are missing. And what does he do? He just, you know, he knows it so well that he's just going to continue reading it like a miturgam v'tagam. What I mean like a miturgam v'tagam is because just like they used to have somebody who translates, right? So that person that translates, there's no, he doesn't have any words in front of him. He just, you know, does it, you know, by heart. So same thing over here. This guy, he doesn't have the words in front of him, but he's going to read it, you know, by heart. So he's still going to be Yaitza. He'll be Yaitza. Even if
his word.
Right. So right now it sees even a whole pasuk. That's what's mashma. We're here, even a whole pasuk. So I don't know how many pasukim. Can you skip the whole thing? It's not clear from here. Right. That's a good point. Okay. So meisavei we have kasha. How about icius mutush tashis? I'm a kareis. If you have letters that are torn, or you know they're not clear, say mishumam nicker. If they're the outline is nicker, then kshera. It's a kasher. So you see from here that if the Megillah has, you know, it has to be that the Rishumim is nicker. It has to be that the letters are nicker. So it can't just be that it's completely erased. So there's loy kasha, habakula, habamiksasin. So again, a little vague. You know, if the entire Megillah is Rishumim nicker, then it's kasher. But if it's just miksasin, you don't even need Rishumim nicker. It can even be completely erased. So exactly, what's miksasin? The extent of miksasin doesn't say here. There's something nice that we should take it. We should look up. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Hishma b'kair pasuk echad. Let's say the person misses one pasuk. The kair is coming in, he skips a pasuk. So lo yomer, don't say, okay, you know what, I skipped it already. Ekra is cool, let me just read the rest. V'achar kach ekra isa pasuk, and then I'll go ahead and read that pasuk. Ella, what should you do? Kairim isa pasuk ve'elach. You should go make sure you read the pasuk that you missed from there on. Don't like finish up the Megillah and then come back. That's kind of like, you know, reading it with Mefreya. Let's say you come into the shul, and you come in the middle of the Megillah, and they're up to Perek Dalet. So you'll say, okay, listen, I came late, but let me hear at least from Perek Dalet till the end, and then I'll go back and, you know, finish up. Don't say I'll read half of the tzibur or listen to half of the tzibur. Then I'll go read the first half that I missed. You should not do that, which is kind of like we had this idea already in the Mishnah that this is kind of like, you know, reading it l'mafreya. Okay, so then we said misnamnim yotzin. The Mishnah said that if you are half asleep, if you're dozing off, then you are yotze by listening that way or reading it that way. Actually, I think the halacha is that if you're reading it, misnamnim. But if you're just listening to it, misnamnim, that's not going to help. Okay, so eichadam misnamnim. So what is this tzir of misnamnim? What do you mean you're dozing off? You know, are you sleeping or not sleeping? It's Amar Vashi, nim v'le nim, tir v'le tir. It's asleep but not asleep, and you're awake but you're not awake. Dekari leva ani, if somebody would call your name, you would answer. You know, you're not too deep of a sleep that you don't hear your name. V'le yadala adu esfor, but you can't answer anything, you know, really intelligently. V'chi midkru le midkru, but if the guy reminds you of the svar, then you would remember it. Okay, that's the idea of Snamin. I hope that helped. So the Mishnah also said that if you're writing the Megillah, or if you're darshaning the Megillah, or you're being magia Megillah, right, fixing it up as a cipher, so if you're and you happen to read every single word and every single pasuk, if you're mechav in your heart, if you're mechav, then you're yaitza. So, hey chidami, what's the case? If you're being masad pasuk in your head, and then you're writing it. So what do you do? You say, okay, I remember, okay, and then you remember the first pasuk, and then you write the first pasuk. So im kivin leva mai havi, who cares if you're mechaven to be yaitza? Alpehu, that's reading it alpeh. Yeah, we said it has to be written from the ksav. Elawat, the kasav psuka psuka, first you wrote the pasuk, the karile, and then you read it. Well, mi yaitza, you're going to be yaitza, v'am rabbi chelba, am rechama, bar guya, am rav aloha, kederi, ayim rekula. Rav chelba, am rechama, bar guya, says in the name of Rav, that the halacha is that the entire Megillah has to be written in front of you when you read it. You can't just have one pasuk at a time be written. The entire Megillah. Vafilam adamim ish Yehudi, and even according to Mandam, which you're going to see in the next Amud, that even according to Mandam, that says that all you have to read from is ish Yehudi. You don't have to read the entire Megillah to be Yaitza. Still, tzricha shetek suva kula. The entire Megillah has to be written. You just don't have to read the entire Megillah to be Yaitza. As long as you read from ish Yehudi to be Yaitza. So everybody agrees that it has to be written. So it can't be that you're just writing each pasuk at a time and reading it. Ella, what's the case? The mancha Megillah kameh. No, we're talking about where there's a kosher Megillah in front of you, v'kari lemina psuka psuka. So you have two Megillahs, one that you're writing, and one that's a kosher one right in front of you. So you're reading it from one, the kosher one, and then you're writing it. So the Gemara says, let's say it's a right to Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Biyechanan, also lichtav ois achas, shaloi min aksav. Say it's a right to Rabbi Chana, Amar Biyechanan, because he says, you're not allowed to write one letter that's not from the ksav. When you're a cipher, you have to make sure that you have a kosher, or at least the ksav in front of you while you're writing your sefer Torah, your Megillah, whatever you're writing. So the Gemara says, no, it's no right to the Mishnah. Dilo disramileis from Leah. Really, it's not really. Really, it's lav davka. And the Mishnah just happens to be that guy had a kosher Megillah in front of him, and that's why he's doing it. But for Hilchas Safras, at least, you don't have to have that a kosher, that entire Megillah is in front of you, or anything for that matter, anything that the cipher is writing. Okay, Gufa. Amar Rav Rechonim Rechon. Also, duchtav Eisachas Shleiman Aksav. He says it's usher, right, to write even one letter Shalem and Aksav. That's Rabbi Chana Shita. Meisav Avastira, Rabbi Shimon Lazar. Meisav Bermeir, there's a story with Rameh Shalach Lavar Hashan, Libra Hashan, Ba'asya. He went to go be Ma'abra the Shana in Asya. He had to go declare a leap year over there. And then he happened to have come what time? It was around other time, right? V'lehayisha Megillah, there was no Megillah over there. And they had to lay Megillah. It was for Purim. So what did he do? V'kosva Melivai. He wrote it by heart. V'kara, and then he read it for everybody. So what do you see? You see that he didn't have a Megillah there at all to write from. So it's a Kashan Rav Chana that says that the only way that you can write it is if you have another Megillah there. Amar Avavo, Shani Rav Meir, the Mekim Bei V'Afapechu Yashir Negdecha. No, Rav Meir is different because he is Mekayim the Pasuk that says V'Afapechu Yashir Negdecha, which means Amalei Rami Bar Chama L'Rav Yirmiyah Medivti Mai V'Afapechu Yashir Negdecha. What does that mean? Amalei Elu Divrei Taira. This is referring to Divrei Taira. V'Afapechu Yashir Negdecha is referring to Divrei Taira. Now, basically, he's saying that if you ever, that he had the entire Sefer Torah written right in front of his eyes, always. Al Jameir. And says that the pasuk says,
photographic memory.
Yeah, well, what?
Photographic memory.
Right, that's a big thing. Or they're trying to say that he learned every second that he has, that he had the entire Sefer there in front of him. So, is that if you remove your eyes from Tyre for a second, it will disappear from you. Meaning is, if you take any breaks, you learn, and then you take a break, and you don't learn for a little bit, then it goes away from you, the Tyre. So he says, even though they have that pasuk, even though if you take your eyes off Tyre for a second, it will run away from you, Remeir. It was always miyushar lefanav, which obviously means that he never took a second away from Tyre. Rav Chizda Ashkechid Rav Chananu to have a kasav svarim shleim in aksav. Now Rav Chizda found Rav Chananu who is writing svarim by heart. He's not from aksav. Amalei, he said to him, Ruuya kol atayr kul lichtav al picha. The entire Tyre is roi to be written, through you, through your mouth, I guess al peh. Alakach, meaning you're so clear in the Torah that that you could write all that the Torah with just your memory. Alakach, Chacham also looked at Vayis Achas Shleim and Aksav. The Chacham said you can't write even one letter not Aksav. So Mida Kamar Kol Torah Kula Reish Shitach Tavapicha. Since it's said, right? Since Rav Chizda said to Rav Chananu that it's right that the Torah should be written on by your mouth. So you see that it was just like Rav Meir had that Mila. So Rav Chananu also had that Mila. And still, what did he say? He said, you're not allowed to write it. But Rav Meir did write it. So Gemara says, no, Shasat Chak Shani, it's different. Rav Meir was in a Shasat Chak. What's he supposed to do? He went, came to a place, it was Purim. They didn't have Megillah, so he had to quickly come up with an Eitzah, so he was Saimach on this B'di'evit. But Ma'is L'chad Chila, Avadi, you should not be, not rely on this. Abaya sharle the Bei Bar Chavu lemichtas filin umezuzah shlem eksav. Abaya allowed the Bei Bar Chavu, we're ciphering, to write filin and mezuzah shlem eksav. Come on, who is that like? Ki haytana the Tanya of Yirmiyah I'm Mishim Rabbeinu tefillin and mezuzah nechtav shlem eksav. Because there's a special brayse that says tefillin and mezuzah do not have to be written from eksav, even though generally you have to write things from eksav, but tefillin and mezuzah do not. Also, they do not need sirtut, which is the lines that you put into the cloth.
Is it so often? Or?
What?
Because
exactly. That's exactly what we're going to say. The hilchos of tefillin ain't sirtut and sirtut. The halacha is that tefillin do not need sirtut, and mezuzah is sirtut. That mezuzahs do need sirtut. Idiv idin nechlev shalom eksav. My time of migris grisin. Like I said, because they're, like Rashi says, Shagurus b'fiyakov. Everybody knows, right, the parshas of Tefillin and Shema, right? Everybody knows parshas of Tefillin, right, by heart. Okay, but mezuzah is for sure, right? That's Shema. Okay, ha'isak suva b'sam. So the last part of the Mishnah says if it was written in Sam, all different types of ink and different types of paper, we said it wasn't. We're not going to be yoytz until it's written al sefer b'diyoy. Okay, Sam. What's Sam? Sama. Okay, Sam is Sama. Sikra, and I can't help you more with that. Sikra, Amar Rabbi Chana, Sikarta Shema. Sikra is really Sikarta, which Rashi says is like a reddish hue. Sikarta Shema. Kumas, Kuma. Kumas is some sort of sap from a tree. Okay. Kan Kentam, Charta. The Ushkifi. Kan Kentam is a Charta, the Ushkifi, with some sort of, the sam that they would put on the shoes to make them black. Diftera, what's the diftera, which is some sort of paper? Demuliach, it's salted with kamiach and put into flour. Veloy ofetz, but it's not the last process. I'm not sure what this ofetz is. It's the last process of making this paper. So that's what the diftera is. Niyar, what's niyar? Machka nor is some side of comes from some sort of grass. So that's niyar. That would also be possible to use from Megillah. It has to be Ashtek Suva Shura. It's like the Gemara. Tichsiv Kichsav and Chizmanim. Pasuk says Kichsav and Chizmanim. And that's so it has to be written in Lashon HaKodesh. Al Seifu B'diyoy. It says also has to be written Al Seifu B'diyoy. Menalon. How do we know it has to be written in Seifu B'diyoy? Asi Ksiva Ksiva. We have a drasha of Ksiva Ksiva. Ksiv Hach. It says over here Tich Leiv Esra Malko. O Ksiv Hasam. Yer Mechem Baruch Mepiv Yikra Elias Kol Advar Me'ela. Vani Kosev Al Seifu B'diyoy. So that other pasuk, which is on Yirmiyah, talking about Echa, so he's saying that he's going to write this al sefer ubidiyah. He says so too. Megillas Esther has to be written al sefer ubidiyah. That's the way. Okay, let's run through the Mishnah and a little bit of Gemara. Ben ir shahalchol krach. So let's say you have somebody from who's a ben ir. And the ben ir we're going to learn in the first parak is somebody from the big cities that this man for them is yudal. That's the general zman for them, which is the general zman for us. So a ben ir, and then a krach, someone who lives in a krach, is a walled city. So somebody who lives in the krach, their normal time for landing the gibbel is the 15th. So ben ir 14th, krach 15th. Now ben ir, halak krach. So now he goes to the walled city now. So and we're going to discuss which day he has to in the Megillah. Ben Krach Shalach Leir. And let's say you have the other way. Let's say you have somebody from the walled city who goes to the regular city. Im Asa Lachsalim Kaima, if he's going to return to his place by Purim, so Kair Kim Kaima. So then he should read like his Makam. He doesn't have to read like the Makam where he is now. Vim Lav, and if he's not going to return to his city, then Kairi Imam, then of course he has to lain with the city that he is in. Where does a person have to read the Megillah in order to be Yaitza? Remeir says you have to learn the entire thing. You don't have to learn from Ishihudi. What are we talking about? We're talking about that if somebody, let's say we're talking about a Ben Krach, so somebody normally lands on the 15th, and he goes to the city which they usually land on the 14th. And now what's he going to do? He's going to return to his city. He's going to return to the walled city on the night of the 14th. I mean, even if it's the night of the 14th, as long as he doesn't go into the morning of the 14th, he does not have to lane with them on the night of the 14th, then he can just return to the city and lane on the 15th. But he's not going to return while it's still nighttime of the 14th, so even if it starts, you know, he's just there for a little bit of the morning, then Kairimam, he has to lane with them. How do I know? It says, Alkein HaYehudim HaPrazim HaYoshim Bari HaPrazis. What does the pasuk say? Alkein HaYehudim HaPrazim, the Yehudim of the Prazim, HaYoshim Bari HaPrazis. Mechti. It's extra. Ksiv HaYehudim HaPrazim. It says, the Yehudim of the Prazim. Lamali Lamechtav HaYoshim Bari HaPrazis. Where do you think they're sitting? They're the Yehudim of the Prazim. Hakmash Ramon. So what are we trying to tell you is that no, obviously these people, HaYoshim Bari HaPrazis, are not the people that live there. They happen to be there for the day. And what? The Pruz Ben Yoimai Nikra Pruz. If you're there for one day, you're still considered a Pruz, which means you have to lean with those people of those cities. So Ashkechan Pruz, okay, you got me understand a Pruz, which is a regular city, which is, you know, you land on the 14th. But Mukaf Menolan, how do you know from this pasuk anything, you know, that if you have somebody who's in a walled city, that he's considered a person who lives in the walled city even for a day? Svaru, that's a svar, right? I mean, a Pruz Ben Yamek Kari Pruz, since if you're just there for one day, you're called a Pruz. So Mukaf Ben Yamek Kari Mukaf, so too, if you're in the walled city for one day, you're also called one of those people. Vamarava, Ben Kfar Shalach L'ir. Let's say you have somebody who's from the Kfar that goes to the city. A Ben Kfar, we said, has a special din that he doesn't have to land on the 14th or the 15th. He has a special din, he can land on what we call the Yom HaChnisa, which is he lived far away, he didn't live in the big cities, so, but he would bring, you know, the farmers, and they would bring a lot of food for them, so we gave them special hater that they can land even earlier. So it's Ben Kfar Shehalach Le'ir, Ben Kach Ben Kach Koyimam. So if he goes with them, he's got a lane with the city, it doesn't matter how long he's there, he's got a lane with them. My time, why? Haikim Ne'ir Boyle Mikri, because really he's supposed to lane like the people in the city. Really, this whole hater of giving him, he doesn't lane on the 14th, is a, you know, not really a... that he gets a newsman, just he's really supposed to lane with them on the 14th. Mm-hmm. The reason why the Rabban were makel by a Ben Kfar, that somebody who doesn't live in the big cities, is because we wanted to be makel on him. So he should make sure that, you know, the reason why I want to be makel on them is that because they're the ones that are providing, you know, food and water to the other people in the Krochen. So Hani me the ki isi beduchti. That's only when he's in his city. Ava ki isi be'er, when he's in the city proper. Kibneir, Bayil Mikri, he has to lane like the people in the Mineir. Aisvi Abaya, Ben Krach Shahal Ear. We have Ben Krach that goes to the ear. Ben Kach Ben Kach Karim Kaimai. You see that he always lanes like his Malkam. And our Mishnah said what? Then no, it depends. If you're there, but he gives a whole depends. If Ben Krach is somebody who's from a walled city. So he says, Ben Krach, it doesn't mean Ben Krach. I'm sorry. So we know that it depends on whether he's planning on returning to his city. El Alav, Ben Kfar. No, it really means Ben Kfar. So if it means Ben Kfar, so you see, he always lands Kim Kaimai. So then it doesn't mean that he always has to land like the big people of the city. So that's the Kasha. I says, no, Velav Terutzi Mitarsa. Didn't you just change the Brisa to fit your needs? So I can change the Brisa to fit my needs. No, it means that he should always land with the people in the city.